Shmiras Alashim Dachavetz Chaim Shar Zechira Perek Zayin Shemar 56th. We finished discussing last we spoke about the Gemara that talks about how the world is continuing to exist because of the Hevel Piyam Shel Tinoiket Shel Bisrabim, because of the words of Torah that come out from the little children. And there was a conversation between of the greatest of the greatest, Rav Papa and Abaya. And Abaya said to Rav Papa, his chaver, his friend, because our words could be tainted with some words of Aveira. So even though they don't have Kedusha in their Torah, they don't have Machshava, but what they do have is pureness. And I wanted to share with you, before we continue, it just popped in my head, I want to share this with you. I remember when I was years ago, I was learning in Chaim Berlin. And I would learn sometimes upstairs in the Eitzir, in the library. And I would see Rabbi Goldstein, Olav Shalom, the 8th grade Rebbe, with his 8th grade class. Now these boys are already over Bar Mitzvah, so it's a little different topic. But I just want to share this with you. I would watch him with his Talmidim. I personally don't know one of those boys' names. And I never will know. This was decades ago. I had so much nachas from watching this. I wanted to pinch this boy's cheeks. It was the most beautiful thing. You see, the Rebbe is getting them into the... This is at 7:30 at night. This is like extra credit, if you will. And I was thinking to myself, I would think, imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking down from Shemayim. And these are his children. And this is... The Rebbe is guiding the Talmidim. Imagine the nachas Hashem was having from this. That's what I was thinking. Back to our discussion over here. The Chavetz Chaim says, who are we talking about here? Abaye, Rapapa, the great Amoroim, the Tanoim, the greatest of the greatest. He says a Lashon, Arzei Halovonoim. It's referring to a reference to the cedar of Levon in Lebanon. Meaning what? Meaning the greatest of the tzaddikim. It's a reference to the greatest of the tzaddikim. And if they did an Aveira, there's no question they did tshuva right away. There's no question they tshuva right away. And nonetheless, he's saying that the Torah that would come out of our mouths, it's to some degree, it's tainted. So the Chavetz Chaim now turns the conversation and he puts the mirror in front of us. And now he says, let's talk about ourselves. We are not Abayi, we're not Rapapa, we're not people who every single step that they would take, they would be thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, making a Kiddush Hashem, of Torah, of Tefillah, of Mitzvahs. That's not who we are. No, not putting everybody down. This is not who they were. And if that's the case, when we speak Lashon Hara, we have to realize what we're doing to ourselves, how we're harming ourselves. Because then the protection that can be accomplished through Tefillah, through Tehillim, it's just not there. The protection that we can create through the Torah that we learn, the Shmira, is just not there. And we discussed that the Neshama says, goodbye, I can't be with you. The Neshama Kedoshah says, I'm getting out of here. There's too much schmutz. I can't be with this person. So now we can understand goyvil rifyoinenu, how much we are lacking when it comes to our Torah and our mitzvahs because of our averus. And this is the mirror. The mirror is in front of us. We're not looking at anyone else. And this is not so a person should get down on himself. It's the person should appreciate who he is and mechazik himself and strengthen himself and be able to look in the mirror and smile. The Halayon Royin Bechushe Kol Echad Ve'echad Koyvea Esrayinoiso Tomin Binyone Iske Mischoi Lahar Boisoi Lagdiloi. The Chavetz Chaim says like this now. He says, we have to recalibrate. Like I told you, when I was teaching years ago, we had this smart board. And I would go and touch a certain spot on the smart board, but the computer didn't realize what I was touching. So we had to recalibrate the smart board. We have to recalibrate our brain. And he says, the Chavetz Chaim, that when it comes to Olam Hazeh, what are people thinking about the whole time? Well, I'm a businessman, so did I make a good investment today? Am I making more money in the stock market? Do I sell? Do I buy? Whatever person is thinking in the Olam Hazeh, that's very good, but if that's the only focus, and if that's the main focus, we have problems. He says things are backwards. Hatachlis hanirza hakol hu lehepach. We're living a life of backwardness. Not only does the Yitzhahara attack us and is successful many times throughout the day, lohoisiv chet pesha, to encourage us to do more averus, afnasim sibas vinyanim asher al yodom yikul kol chas v'sholom gam yeser ha-pleiton nisheres lano. But furthermore, the Yetzirah is preventing us from going on the proper path because we're not calibrating ourselves properly. We're not focusing. What is our mouth saying? I want to tell you something. There was a person who I don't talk to too often anymore. I'll tell you why. Ready for this? I mean, I say hello, of course. The person would tell me sometimes, you know, I'm telling you something very confidential. I'm not sure why I'm telling this to you. I really shouldn't tell this to you. I'm thinking to myself, like, what does that mean? I didn't ask you for this information. I didn't put a gun to your head. What? So don't tell me. And this is what the person would do. So I was thinking to myself, so if I tell this person something, you know what might happen? Well, they're going to talk to you and say, you know, I'm telling you, it's very confidential. And then there's another individual who likes to look and speak negatively about other people in other places. And I'm thinking, why are you doing that? And if you're doing that about other places, I know those places have done good for this person. So then I think to myself, you know what? He might do that to me also. You hear what happens? This is what people don't realize, that if they're using their mouths like sharp swords to cut people down, it's very you don't want to speak to such people like this. The Chafetz Chaim is telling us we have to make sure that we are using our mouths in the positive sense, because if not, then we go to Davin and Shul, and our tefillos is not going to go up to Shemayim properly. And then we ask questions. Well, I daven, but the chayv. What do you mean? Are we davening in the shul that they're talking nonstop? Because our tefillahs are affected by that. Concludes the Chavetz Chaim Perek Zayin. That Hashem should keep our vision clear. Hashem yavrei in the merois shav. We should keep our eyes away from seeing the false visions. We should see the right way. V'zakeinu. Hashem should merit us. Give us the zchus. La'akir is goydel erech kedushos ha-Torah. To come to appreciate and recognize the value of the greatness of the Torah. And that's one of the reasons, by the way, that we learn, I have this share maral, that we learn ma'alos ha-Torah, the greatness of the Torah. When the person realizes how valuable the Torah is, is he going to schmutz it up? When you come into the house, what's the first thing you do with the mat over there? You wipe your feet off. You kiss the mezuzah and you wipe your feet. You don't want to attract all the dirt in the house. That through this approach, Chavetz Chaim is ending with a tefillah. And we should heal our neshamas. And we should make the words of the Torah sweeter in our mouths than honey. As the Pasuk says, Hanechmodim Yizov Impoz Rov Mesuk Midvash. When a person realizes that he has something to protect, he has the Torah he has the Koyach HaTfila that he has. We don't want to make it dirty. We don't want to ruin it, because then if we ruin it, when we learn and we dive and we don't do tshuva first, that's Shari Tshuva, right? We are covering all bases here. It won't hit the spot. It won't hit the mark. We should all be zeichet to appreciate the gifts HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us of Torah, of Tefillah, to value them properly and to make sure that we don't ruin them.